Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The red light is glowing like the beady eye of the beast, and the door opens and opens and opens. And you know what's on the other side? I am. I've done it. We're on the air. Welcome to Spirit Box Radio. Hello, faithful listeners. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio Advice and Community segment, where we interrupt our continuous broadcast to talk to you, our wonderful listeners. If you missed our announcements earlier in the week, you're probably expecting the dulcet tones of Madame Marie. Unfortunately, she has not yet returned from wherever it is she's gone to. But listeners, I am just so excited to be here filling in for her. I can't tell you how thrilling it is to sit here at Madame Marie's own microphone with this stack of increasingly illegible notes, which Madame Marie had the good sense to write out before she vanished. Ah, psychics. They do come in handy from time to time. Madame Marie has also extensively labelled everything in the recording room with post-it notes, so I'll be able to manage the technical side of things at the very least. I have to say, some of the notes do feel somewhat unnecessary, like the one on the back of this chair that just says chair, for example. Madame Marie does love her little jokes, you see. I do have some, well, I wouldn't say it's good news exactly, but it is at least some news about the whereabouts of Madame Marie. This morning when I went to check the P.O. box, despite everything that's happened, that's still my job, I found a small and crumpled note at the bottom. It reads as follows. Dear Sam, thanks for standing in and taking over the show for me whilst I'm on my little trip. It's going to go so great. You have such a solid grasp of Arcanism, and we've been preparing you all your life for this moment, and now you're completely ready for it. I believe in you. Lots of love from Mum. P.S. I left you some cookies in the drawer under the desk. Oh, thanks for the cookies, Em. They are delicious. They taste like chocolate and clouds. Well, now that's been addressed, I'll return you to our usual programming. First, the augury forecast for this week, which I will share with you now. Storm. 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 No, that's not... There was... I'm sure there was something else. Oh, well, this concludes the augury forecast for this week. Right, okay, now, letters. Before Madame Marie left, we received a letter in our PO box from an unknown sender, asking for an opinion on their fiancé. The sender says something about their fiancé being indecisive. They need to pick out a... bridesmaid's dresses. Yep, that's it. Bridesmaid's dresses. Okay, so you need to draw a circle. That's what you need. Wait. Hang on. She responded to this one, didn't she? Where is it? Oh, here's what Madame Marie says, anonymous letter writer. Relationships are all about give and take, and like all things, once a balance is lost, it can be incredibly difficult to restore. You know what? Are you out there listening, letter writer? Yep. Well, I'm pretty sure you're not having any relationship problems now, anyway. I specifically made it so you weren't having relationship problems. So, it's fine, actually. So, yeah, I don't need to... there you go. I hope that helps. No, you're not here yet. You don't show up for ages. Go away. Sorry about that interruption, faithful listeners. Spirit Box Radio is actually broadcast from this little studio house I live in with Madame Marie. It's really lovely. There are two microphones hung over a large desk. One of them is Em's mic, the other is the one for guests. That's the one I'm using right now because it's the one I've used before when Em has had me come in to do guest slots. A thing she definitely did. Maybe I should call her Mum more, but it feels weird. No, it's fine. Em's fine. Anyway, yeah, so I'm at the guest mic and I've got a big mug of coffee with me because it's in the middle of the night, so I'd usually be asleep right now unless Em needed me for a guest slot. I sleep at normal human sleeping times, like most people do. Yeah. Em's desk chair is this massive chintz thing with the swivel wheels on the bottom. It's really great to swivel around, but actually pretty uncomfortable for working from for hours at a time. So if the floor was to, like, collapse into a void and the whole house was to catch on fire, I probably wouldn't mind the chair being gone, actually. Not that that's going to happen, because why would it happen, you know? Not the biggest fan of Em's chair, but she liked it. Likes it. So it's still here. Gosh. Imagine if the studio was in a basement and I wasn't allowed in there at all. That'd be so annoying. Anyway. Next to me is this fax machine, which I've never actually seen working, and the recording machine, who's never got any crumbs in her and is, like, not even slightly having an existential crisis, are you?
Existential crisis? Couldn't be me.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, so... there's also the crystal ball, which is a normal crystal ball that does normal things that crystal balls should do, and... Revel, please. You are not meant to be here yet. I told you to go away.
Feeding them.
We're not late.
We will be. love you, but I am not subjecting myself to chicken bites for this.
Sometimes I think you love those feathery pom-poms more than me.
Maybe I do.
I swear you used to be more fun.
Could I? What is it?
Nothing.
I know that look. It isn't nothing.
I still think you're great.
Because I am. It's not that.
Then what?
I don't know. Just, did I used to be more fun?
I still think you're fun.
No. Do you ever feel like, I don't know, like you can't remember what happened before all of this?
All of what?
You and me? This place?
Home? We moved here.
Right? You can't remember either.
No, I guess not. But that's okay.
No, like, when did we move here, Indy?
I don't know. Come on. I'll go and feed the chickens. You put the coffee on.
Remember, Nugget needs...
Needs the supplements. I know.
Oh. Hello, cat. Do we have a cat? Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to insult your sensibilities. Hey, leave the radio alone!
Oh, on the table next to the microphone tree is the telegram and the scrying mirror and loads of other stuff and we'll be back. She will be back. Eventually, she'll be back because I'm gonna find a way. Oh no, listeners, I have just knocked the small box of broken hand mirrors Madame Marie likes to keep on the desk. And poking out the side of one, I found a small note card. The same as the one that came with Madame Marie's imminent loss bouquet. It has the same design on the back, and a little sketch of some flowers, and the same name, Hatfield Cobb Posh, which is the florist who puts these together. The note says, "Miss you," and then at the bottom, just... Oh, which definitely stands for Oliver, because I know him, because sometimes I buy bouquets from his flower shop and I bring them home for Em. Well, Oliver, I miss you too. Oliver? There you are. We've definitely known each other for a really long time. Come on, you're supposed to say something now. Say something.
It's all right, Magpie.
Yeah, that'll do. Great. Not quite on the money, but it's a work in progress. Great. Don't you have flowers and things you're supposed to be tending to? No? Just gonna stand there and stare at me again. Okay. We'll try again later. I'll get you right eventually. This brings me up to... I can't pretend to fully understand the way that other people with spiritual gifts function. I know that sometimes Madame Marie likes to run extensive, hyper-detailed thought experiments in the hopes of determining which of several possible futures she predicted was the one that was actually going to manifest. This isn't going like I thought it would at all. No, none of that. It's not the end. It isn't. I'm not finished. So rude. I'm in charge. The show is not over until I say the show is over. Is that clear? Oh, it's very hard to think properly. There's so many stories I'm weaving at once right now. It's hard to stay on track with the show thing, to weave my own. This is what makes me happiest. This is when I was happiest. Maybe I should just start again. Yeah, I'll try it again. Okay, attempt number... how many attempts is this, Cosmo? 1008. Right. Well, let's go again anyway.
Is that you?
It's what me.
Are you listening to the radio again?
It just turned on by itself.
Sounds very likely indeed. Come on. You know it gives you a headache.
Yes, that's right. It gives me a headache.
Are you all right, sweetie?
Yes, why?
You're washing the jars again.
Oh. I suppose I am. Sorry.
You don't need to apologize. It's okay. Did they seem dirty again?
I poured myself some water and I could taste... I don't know. It was just wrong.
I'm sorry. Oh, I know. We can go to the stream. We'll take the clay mugs. It's a beautiful day.
It is. Beautiful.
Like you.
Oh, stop.
I'd never.
It's always so beautiful.
So, stream time?
All right, then.
Wonderful. I'll grab the mugs from the bedroom.
Okay.
It comes and goes, like everything comes and goes, the feeling of falling. Like, sometimes I'm just standing here, and I can feel the ground under my feet, but at the same time, it's nothing, and I'm just... I'm falling down, and I...
It's all right, Magpie.
Oh, I forgot you were there. I don't know that it is all right. You're not right.
Everything is going to be all right.
Yeah, come here. Not quite there yet. I can almost touch you, but... No, it's fine. I'll get there in the end. Everything will be all right. I can fix it. Maybe I should do something to distract myself. I'll read some letters from listeners.
Then I thought maybe we could take the bow down to the forest. What do you think?
Are you going to let me shoot something this time?
I let you shoot things last time too, you just didn't.
I will not stand for the slander.
Slander, is it?
It is. I'm a fantastic archer. You were just distracting me.
Of course, my mistake. There was me thinking you just had terrible aim because you have terrible aim. Have you finished making the sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. Grab a pot from the fridge, would you?
Gods! Cat!
Oh, yeah. Cat.
Did you see it come in?
No.
Weird.
Maybe we always had a cat.
No, I think we'd have noticed that, wouldn't we?
Dunno. I don't mind either way, as long as he doesn't eat the chickens. He's big enough to swallow them whole.
Yeah, he does. Pretty cat, though.
He'd also make a pretty nice coat. Look at all that hair. What's he doing?
I don't know. He keeps punching the radio like he's Rocky Balboa.
Who's Rocky Balboa?
Oh my god. I can't believe you don't know who Rocky is. Oh, I'm a failure of a girlfriend. Okay, we're not taking the bow out. We are watching Rocky right now.
Oh, God, not this again.
Okay, it's not my fault you live under a rock. Sometimes you really remind me of...
Of who?
I don't know.
What a dick! Hey, not the sandwiches!
That was my foot, you... Bastard!
Rose petals?
Where did they come from? Where did the sandwiches go?
Kizzy?
Yes?
You know the food in the fridge? Where did it come from?
Oi! No, come back!
I keep working at it, but I can't figure out how to make it so I can touch you. And I swear something else is off, Oliver. You don't look perfect, and you're supposed to be perfect, okay? So, what is it? What is it that's off about?
What's happening here? They have everything they need. They see things eye to eye. There is a soft rock on the floor in the living room. Outside is a forest with a soft floor. There are animals in the forest you can hear but not see. Anna and Arlo are happy. Their home is a happy home. They have everything they need.
Anna!
Oh, sorry. Does he sound familiar to you?
Of course he does, Anna. He's the host. He's on all the time. I've got the mugs. Let's go down to the stream.
Oh! A cat!
Hello, large cat.
Revel, get back here.
Oh my gods! Did you hear...
What did I tell you about going into their bubbles? I know I told you not to be here, but there are literally thousands of other people you could have visited, and you chose them. I specifically told you not to. I will command you not to visit them again if I catch you one more time, and I really, really don't want to have to do that, Revel. Do you understand me? Oh, it's like that, is it? You're going to sulk for the rest of the day, then? You're sick of today? Well, fine, it can be night if you want. You don't want it to be night either. Oh. You just don't want it to be here. Right, I get it. You know, you don't have to spend eternity hanging out with me. I can make you your own place if you want. Loads of mice to chase or whatever you like. I'm not alone. I have all the listeners. They're listening, it's fine. I'm fine, Revel. I'm completely fine. Yes, I know the Oliver isn't perfect, but it's a work in progress, so if you could just be a tiny bit less judgmental. No. You know that's not possible. He made it pretty clear he didn't want to see me anymore when he broke up with me. Or did you forget about that? Look, I'm going to do the first broadcast again, and you can stay and join in if you're going to stop being annoying about it. I know you weren't there, but I'm like God here or whatever, so... I guess you can be there if you want. If it'll make you shut up and stop bothering my sisters. They're happier where they are, okay? I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. All right. Ahem. The red light is glowing like the beady eye of the beast, and along with the prickling feeling I usually get when I'm about to make a horrible mistake at... I did the right thing, didn't I? I fixed it. I fixed everything. Shut up, I can't hear you. Okay, I think that's enough for today, actually. Yeah. Good night. Spirit Box Radio is a Hanging Sauce Studios podcast written, directed, edited and produced by Abra Major. This episode starred Becca Barton as Indy, Jesse Jeffrey as Kitty, Reba Yo as Arlo, Alex Pilaber Richardson as Anna, Assorted Cats as Revel and Cosmo, and me, Abra Major, as Sam Enfield. If you enjoyed the show and want early access and bonus content, you can help us by supporting us on patreon.com/Hanging Sauce Studios. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience. Thank you.
again. Get spooky.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.